Originally built as a two-story residence in 1819, 132 Charles is one of the oldest houses in the West Village. It's 202 years old. To put it into perspective, the average building age of a New York City building is 104. What you see today is a three-story residence. The home was expanded to three stories in the 1850s as the neighboring wooden buildings were being replaced by Federalist brick residences and an array of commercial businesses. But let's go back to the beginning. In 1819, Matthew Armstrong, a carpenter, built the original building of 132 Charles as a small, two-story wooden home. Armstrong's carpentry skills were evident in his broad, clappered homes with a modest but handsome door frame and simple overlight. This building was one of the rare wood-framed buildings in the far western section of Greenwich Village during the early 1800s. Wooden buildings were constructed in Manhattan into the 19th century, but because they were so vulnerable to fire, laws were put into place to forbid wooden buildings in certain sections of the city. They were banned in most of the Greenwich Village in 1834, but this restriction excluded the area west of Washington Street, which includes Charles Street. Wooden buildings were later banned anywhere south of 32nd Street in 1849. In fact, the Greenwich Village, Chelsea area has the largest concentration of wood-framed structures in Manhattan, dating from the first half of the 19th century. But the majority of these are row houses in the Federal and Greek Revival style. They have front facades that are faced in brick. Around 1825, Greenwich Village started to change due to a massive influx of new residents in the neighborhood who had immigrated to New York City from Europe and Ireland. Two new piers were constructed in 1828 at the foot of Charles Street and neighboring Christopher Street. Both streets traced their names to Charles Christopher Amos, who was the brother-in-law of a wealthy Manhattan landowner named James Delancey, hence the origin of the nearby Delancey Street. Charles Christopher Amos took to the unoriginal idea of giving the roads on his property various parts of his own name. Amos Street, today's 10th Street, Charles Street, where we're standing now, and Christopher Street. Charles Street and the surrounding neighborhood quickly developed, and brick Federal-style homes and other structures filled the area around Armstrong's little frame house. The flood of unappealing businesses in the immediate area, such as a soap plant, a steel company, and a lime shed, utilized for cold storage, made the Charles Street area an undesirable residential neighborhood by the end of the Civil War. Most of the homes along Charles Street became boarding houses or were converted for commercial purposes. Matthew and his wife, Ellen Armstrong, were the owners and residents of the house from 1819 until 1830. From 1833 to 1849, though, the house was rented by John Springsteen, a carpenter slash wood inspector, and a distant relative of the rock and roll star, the boss himself, Bruce Springsteen. John Springsteen, his brothers, and their families lived at 132 Charles until the early 1900s. The Springsteens added a full third story to the house in 1853 and simultaneously constructed the three-story brick house next door at 130 Charles Street on the former site of a stable. Unfortunately, the Springsteen family lost both 132 and 130 Charles Street to foreclosure in 1914. This building was then converted to a multiple dwelling. A number of investors have owned the property over the years, and it became a single-family house again after 1946. The facade of 132 Charles Street underwent a few renovations in 2006 under its current owners. Most notably, the stucco, a fine plaster used for coating wall surfaces or molding into architectural decorations, had covered the front facade since before the 1930s. The owners removed it and they replaced it with a fiber cement siding that resembles wood clapboards. In addition, the rooftop railing and brick stoop were built. The stoop and the ROA railings were replaced, and the stoop gate was also installed. Significant features of this wood-framed house include three bays, a brick base, a flat wooden window, and a medallioned wooden cornice, a decorative molding that crowns a building. The wood door has an egg and dart design, and the three-light transom above the front door may be original. Now, 132 Charles Street stands as a sunny reminder of a bygone era, but worth a bit more than the original owner paid. Today, it has an estimated value of $4,745,200.